you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Feels like Sunday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. Under whatever circumstances you receiveth us, we appreciate the fucketh out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to our insane political podcast.
Welcome. Tweet us during the show if you like, ladies and gentlemen. We'll keep our eyes gazed in that direction occasionally. Crab diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also sling us a message over on our Facebook page if you like it. Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Oh, shit.
As always.
Oh, yes.
It's sparkle season, mofos. So if you're going to buy any shit at Amazon or online, go through our Amazon hole. Helps us out here at Crab Diving. Doesn't cost you nothing.
Happy holidays.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little commission. And again, it doesn't affect you at all. Just helps out screamingly liberal media.
Are we going to ban Christmas from our show? The word?
Well, until Trump passes a law saying
that we must
bringing
say
it back.
It.
Yeah, he's yes. going to bring back Christmas, remember?
Right. We are bringing back Christmas. Oh, jeez. Oh, wow.
Yesterday's turkey gobble.
That turkey got pardoned.
Yes. It's going to be around for a while.
Did you see
now
that?
The official rotation. Two turkeys got pardoned.
Oh, yes. Do you see that meme going around? It's like Obama can stand up for those turkeys, but not for the people at Standing Rock.
Yeah, how about pardoning the people at Standing Rock?
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God. My God.
I wonder how that first meeting with the mayor of Paris is going to go with if Donald Trump ever meets her.
Stupido. Oh, God.
Stupid in French means big dick.
Oh, yes. Am I wrong to put any hope in this recount? Nothing's going to happen, right? He ain't going away. We're stuck with him for 4 years.
If the recount happens, did you see that today? That all the people who think Jill Stein is a big fraud and a big money grabber are pointing out how the website that is raising money for these recounts, how the verbiage
yes.
has changed over there to, well, it's not guaranteeing that a recount's going to happen.
No shit.
We're going to file and...
It's saying that Jill Stein isn't actually pushing for a recount or...
Well, they're going to try, but...
So what's going to happen with that fucking money?
They're not guaranteeing it's going to happen. Well, there you go. But any overages will go toward our effort toward...
What does that mean?
Fair elections or something. I don't know.
So that money's just going to go to Jill Stein or not the Green Party or to a
no,
recount?
No, it's the Green Party. But I saw some pundits who were saying, well, Jill Stein just had a little bit of fundraising and padded her mailing list.
Oh, I see.
Past couple of days.
God damn it.
Over at the Green Party. I don't know if it's true.
That fucking asshole, you know, better push for a recount.
Well, there's a lot of Green Party haters right now because of how we ended up with Donald J. Trump. Had Jill Stein... not been slinging shit exclusively at Hillary, mainly. And Gary fucking Johnson, those two people hadn't protest voted.
Yeah. And those two candidates were just shitty, especially Gary Johnson, Who the fuck would even want Gary Johnson to be president? What's Aleppo? Is that yogurt? You fucking asshole.
Aleppo.
If there's not a recount and she raised all that money for one, then fuck her. Honestly.
Well, they're going to file. I guess.
And then not get... God, was she fucking...
I don't know how it works.
Fleecing us?
There are those who believe. There are those who believe, no, that she's not fleecing us. That there was a successful challenge from the Green Party years ago on one election that caused... somebody went to jail and somebody went to... They got rid of contracts for certain machines and shit like that thanks to the Green Party mandated recount. It didn't change the election, but they found enough shenanigans that somebody went to jail.
Oh, jeez. Hello, you're going to jail.
White people in droves.
Fuck white people.
White people in droves.
Oh, my God.
Well, most probably white people are cool.
Most white people are cool. Citations.
I mean, well, we're cool.
Yeah, we're not most.
We're white.
Yeah, I was on Facebook yesterday. I asked you a couple of times, am I allowed to launch on so-and-so? Should I launch on so-and-so? And it's like, I avoided launching upon family members.
Oh, that was family members, yeah. Yeah, man. Launch away.
Shit.
Heave away, man.
Yeah.
Let's check out and see what's going on in the news on this lovely Friday. Faithless Friday, everybody.
Lovely.
In fact, it's a relatively slow news day.
Right.
So we're going to atheist the fuck out of you for a little bit. I got a whole bunch of stories of shenaniganry from the religious right, et cetera, et cetera. But let's see what's going on in the news. Liquid
for these Liquid EW. Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studio, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Kate, stop that. Dateline. November 25th, 2016.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. I'm sorry.
Kate, stop it. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Effete Huffington Post, the following is the headline. Captain Kirk of the USS Enterprise has decided to vaporize the Earth because, you know what? We're just not worth it anymore. Set photon torpedoes for search and destroy because fuck you.
All right, I'm back here. So, dog wrangling. The dog was, the setup we have here is she's got a memory foam pillow on a chair in the window. The windows are closed for the show, so the neighbors can only partially hear us screaming the F word and the C word. And sometimes she jumps up on it, and there's a blanket hanging on the back of it, and she starts spinning around to try to get under it, and she kicks the window, and she gets all wrapped up in the blanket. And
she's very dramatic over there.
Sometimes falls.
Right.
And at 16 years of age, I don't, she don't need to be falling.
Yeah, maybe don't sit in the chair anymore.
So over at the real headline, over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington, the Post, on this day after Thanksgiving. Hope everybody had a nice, tolerable Thanksgiving. Put up with your relatives and whoever you hang with.
We hung out at a dive bar. It was interesting.
Yeah, there's nothing better than spending a little bit of your Thanksgiving in your favorite dive bar.
Not a lot of Trump love there. That's what I would imagine.
0.0 Trump love, I would think. I didn't really see a lot of it.
There's no white people there.
Speaking of, there's a photo over at the HuffPo. It's a picture of a, it looks like sad face Donald Trump. It says, House of Pain, no blank check for Trump. House conservatives, it says Donald Trump thinks Republican leaders, quote, love him, but he may soon find that warm feelings won't necessarily translate into unflinching.
You can't hear that typing, by the way,
from
you
Congress.
Can't, so, you know,
you
can't hear it.
Some of the most conservative GOP lawmakers, it says, are, splitting with their party leaders. So I guess there's just going to be a continued fight between the Trump camp and
I love it.
conservatives.
How awesome is that? I hope so. I hope they're so unhappy with each other. Because goddamn, we're unhappy with that fucking asshole.
Trump has been talking about this this infrastructure bill that he's going nuts over that we need. We all have said we need infrastructure. But, you know, these Republicans don't like to pay for shit. They don't like the government doing stuff. And now Representative, I love this guy's name, Raul Labrador. He's from Idaho. He's got a great name.
Labrador.
Raul Labrador.
Go fuck yourself.
A Republican from Idaho.
Wee wee.
Said that
Idaho, Jesus Christ.
Quote, if Trump doesn't find a way to pay for it, then I think the majority of us, if not all of us, are going to vote against it.
No. They aren't getting along, the GOP. How fucking sad.
Yeah, Trump really thinks, I mean, he's going to learn. He thinks that he's going to be able to do what he does in Trump Tower, Trump Organization, Trump Foundation, Trump Bullshit, Trump University, Trump everything.
Go fuck yourself!
And he, where he just issues an edict and all the toadies snap to and lick his wrinkly old orange sack.
Ooh, yes.
And that's just not the case. Now you've got these hardcore Republicans in the House who are saying, fuck you.
Right. He's got to deal with the Tea Party and the Freedom Caucus and all those fucking assholes, just like Barack Hussein Obama did. And it doesn't seem like it's a party.
Right.
It seems fucking miserable.
He's going to have to come here with some proposals, Labrador said, and we're going to agree with some. We're going to disagree with others.
Don't you love this? Does it? See, this makes me smile. I love this kind of shit.
But maybe he'll make deals.
No, fuck.
Maybe that's what he's actually going to do. Maybe he'll talk to Chuckie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi.
See, that's the problem. Chuckie Schumer is going to be a guy that's going to want to make deals. You know, because
well,
he's
I'm
a moderate.
Okay with deals if it helps the country. I mean, the sad part is that it's going to make Trump and the Republicans look good. But we're not un-American cunts like them who have been willing the last 8 years for the country to go spiraling down the shit drain.
Well,
just because they don't want anything good to happen under Barack Hussein Obama.
But I will say this. It might be time for the Democrats to be obstructionists, because I'm reading about that infrastructure bill. And that's just like privatize everything, baby. Yeah. Goodbye. I mean,
it might not happen.
Right.
Like these contracts, they might get money and the actual construction may not even happen.
So like when we say we want Chuckie Schumer to maybe make a deal if it's a good one, how would that even be the case? What evidence do we have that Trump is going to do anything reasonable as president? We have no evidence.
Right.
So I don't understand. I don't know what deal Chuckie Schumer could make with this crook that would be acceptable to progressives.
Certainly the group that he seems to be surrounding himself with doesn't make us doesn't warm the cockles.
Fuck no. And then the other GOP, they're sitting there celebrating because they're going to make Medicare go away. These guys are all evil. There is nothing
to
be
good. Yeah,
they think
it's Christmas. And there might be pushback there, too, because Donald ran on, I ain't touching your Medicare, I ain't touching your Social Security, don't worry.
Right.
And now fucking Eddie Munster in the House, Speaker Ryan,
yes,
is sharpening his fangs to go suck the life out of Social Security and Medicare. Exactly what the orange dude promised he wouldn't touch. In fact, he was going to increase it for everybody.
What did Mitch the Bitch O'Connell say when Barack Hussein was Obama? We're going to be the party of no?
No. Well, he said it's our number one job to make sure that Barack Obama is a one-term president.
Well, hell, man. I think Democrats should take a line. It should be our job to make fucking Trump a one-term president.
Not even that far.
It should be no. It should always be no.
Yeah, impeach him at the earliest inconvenience.
Yeah. I just don't understand.
But then we end up with Pence, which is a stab in the anus with a different type of weapon.
But it does send a nice message, though. We made this guy go away.
Right, right. Pence would be, there'll be horrible Republican policies, but again, we said, I don't fear the Republic going down the shit tubes or trying to turn into Erdogan or anything. Yeah. And maybe this is the Republicans saying, look, that ain't going to happen.
And by
Trump.
Right. Absolutely.
Like, you're not we're not going to give you a blank check. We're not going to turn you into Erdogan or turn you into, I forget the dude's name in Poland, where they went to the people. The scary thing is Trump's going to go to Twitter. Right. Trump's going to go on Twitter.
We don't want our Democrats making deals with this fucknut. We don't want anything. I think we want obstruction.
But if it's good for the country, God. If they say we're going to build, we have these infrastructure somehow. Yeah. This is when you need to see. This is where it's a fundamental economic philosophy difference. They still are clinging to that bullshit supply side.
They're
going to
privatize
voodoo,
everything.
Voodoo economics trickle down, and which doesn't work. And the more kind of Keynesian model of, well, now's the time you should be deficit spending. Interest rates are fuck low.
Yeah, yeah.
And now would be the time to run up the government credit card a little bit because of with the infrastructure that's going to come back several times fold.
But he's going to privatize it.
Well, there's the other thing. Yeah,
I just saw a thing today about how their that infrastructure bill is all about privatization.
Yeah, his buddies are going to make money.
I mean, I don't think. I think
they're just
I think
dipping their fangs into the neck of the country even deeper.
I mean, I know this sounds shitty, but I really think optimism, the idea that looking at Donald Trump and to even have any hope that he's going to do anything remotely good is already that's a recipe to fail. I mean, he's a Nazi. He's got Nazis in the White House. What can he possibly do for us? He's a hateful fucking twunt.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo that the House conservatives are saying it ain't going to be smooth sailing for the Orange Don.
I mean, I think maybe if we were in like some sort of natural disaster and there was a zombie apocalypse and we needed someone to help us in that sense, maybe Trump would be good. But other than that, I can't imagine. I just can't imagine he ever has our best interests at heart unless it's his interest, you know? Unless it helps him.
Right. But maybe there's hope in that if the people, he wants to be liked. And if enough people say, keep your little mitts off our Medicare.
That's true.
That
maybe
he'll actually get the representatives to kind of represent.
That's true.
Their people. Who knows?
I mean, I think about it like that.
I mean, I doubt it. Like, but maybe he'll be a little bit more of an obstructionist himself.
Yeah.
Against some of the more heinous.
Maybe this
like privatization.
Maybe this will end the Republican Party. Just having that cancer in there.
Yeah, I think both of the parties are a little cancered up. Both of the parties better rub their testicles and make sure there's no lumps.
I mean, shit, man. What is to keep that infrastructure bill from not happening anyway? I mean, God, if it's full of deals for private contractors, why does the GOP have a problem with that? That party wants to privatize anything anyway, right? I mean, aren't they for
but
vouchers?
It's still the government paying for it, even though the private buddies will be reaping the benefits of it. It's still the taxpayer money paying for it, and the ones that allege to have principles like this Raul Labrador are saying, no, we're unless it's paid for, it ain't gonna happen.
Right.
And we're talking like $1 trillion. I mean, I don't know how it's gonna work that way.
Yeah.
Without, by the way, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders both had infrastructure plans, and guess what? They were paid for in their policies by doing, guess what? Raising the taxes on the fucking rich, which is just the opposite is going to happen with Donald J. Trump.
God.
Prepare.
Right.
Remember last week, 21 Club in New York.
Nobody's getting their taxes raised,
shaking hands. Yeah, shaking hands with all the gazillionaires. Don't worry. I'm going to lower your taxes soon.
Meet me in the champagne room. Titties all around.
Lower your taxes. Not even not raise. I'm going to lower your taxes.
And you're in a... God, think about that. You're in a room full of people paying God knows how much for dinner in that restaurant.
$36 hamburgers.
Sure. And they need their taxes lowered. Oh, my fucking God. We got to fire up that Sean Donovan podcast, Democracy Now.
We should have a Democracy Howathon.
I'm telling you, man. We got to just take their shit. George Soros needs to fund.
No, we don't have to take that.
What are you talking about? They're taking our shit.
We spread it. Well, right. We can spread it around. They should pay, you know, more.
Right. And then combine that with all the racist bullshit, all the Nazi shit.
Well, that's, yeah.
And I read some article. I'm done saying alt-right. That's a fucking word.
Fucking Nazi dickwads, no. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
White supremacist Nazis.
Alt-right.
I'm in the alt-right. Fuck you.
Suck a dick.
Speaking of.
Nobody likes you.
Let's head over to the Drudge Report.
Fuck these guys.
And see what the drool cuppers are talking about today.
Hello.
Oh, they love this. They love them. Some Black Friday, especially if they can find black people wrestling over deals.
God, these racist fuckheads.
And sure enough, there's a picture of a throng of people, most of color, grabbing for TVs and everything. They don't show the little old white ladies in the suburbs of Mobile. They don't show a herd of white buffalo in Oklahoma.
Give me a George Foreman grill. You know what I mean?
It's like so
ridiculous, man.
Autoplay video here. Yeah.
What?
There was an autoplay video that just kicked out. I was going to scream like the Hollywood Hick.
Oh, shit.
On the sevens.
Autoplay's bullshit. And so is Black Friday. By the way, I thought we were supposed to boycott Black Friday because of Standing Rock. I thought that was a deal. I boycotted it.
Well, I didn't buy shit today.
Yeah. Why are you guys doing this?
Fruit from a fruit vendor. A local fruit vendor. That's okay.
It's going down the tubers.
Yeah, fuck you, Donald. We're righteous.
It's going down the tubers.
We're all going down the tubers.
Who knows? Who knows what's up? I don't have a fucking idea.
I'm sorry, Lily. I don't know what the problem is with this fucking country.
So the headline says, Black Friday merchants see America's exhaling after the election. I guess they're the giant retail evil conglomerates are making some money.
Fuck
today.
You.
I'll bet the gun industry is going up.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of... Sure. Do you want a gun for Christmas?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you? Okay.
No, I don't.
You don't?
I don't want you to have a gun for Christmas either. I mean, well...
Hey.
Nobody gets guns.
I get a gun.
What about a crossbow?
Nah, I don't have a fucking crossbow.
I don't even know how do you load that. A zombie's coming at you. I got to get my crossbow together. Oh, let me oil up the bow.
Do you crank it or you got a little hook thing that you pull it?
I don't know.
In the ancient days.
Oh, wait. Now I'm dead. We can't figure it out.
Or you hand it to your little brown friend to.
Oh, yes.
If you're we're in the Crusades or whatever.
If you buy a gun, are you going to get a smart gun? So when you touch it, you're the only one that can shoot it?
They don't have them here in the United States. The NRA won't allow it anywhere.
Wow. We're pussies. You're a pussy.
Yeah. Every time we post a story on our Twitter, at CrabDiving, by the way, every time we post a gun story about those smart guns. Well, what if they have a history of not working? Yeah, it's not perfect. They're worried that the evil Negro horde will attack in the middle of the night and that they're going to go to grab their pea shooter to protect their family. And it's going to be like the iPhone when you're using your thumbprint thing where it's like, try again, try again, try again. I'm sure there are.
You have to give a sperm sample in some guns.
Right. Yes. I'm sure there are workarounds.
Ejaculate into the barrel. What do you mean workarounds?
Well, like, is it just that you got to have that ring on and then you have the gun in your hand or whatever? There's different versions.
You got to hit Control Alt Delete.
But I'm wondering if there's like a couple of buttons you press on the gun to bypass that, which kind of bypasses the whole point. But
yeah, you know what it is. It's the same thing with all electronics since the dawn of history. The way to fix it, you turn it off and on.
I fucking
guarantee you. Why is that? Why is that the ultimate fix? Turn it off and on. Why?
If it's got computer stuff, sometimes the computer gets a little Twitter-pated.
We haven't even progressed beyond turning it off and on. Are you kidding me? Jeez.
That's when you call Time Warner.
Right.
When you're having internet problems, the first thing they say is, have you cycled the modem?
Yes.
What does that mean? Did I turn it fucking on and off? Yes. Yes. Been there.
And I sit there and I tell you what lights are on. And it's the same conversation every fucking time. And then
they have a script.
And then you finally get to the end. They're like, you know what? We'll reset it from our end. Reset it from your end from the very fucking beginning. And then we don't have to talk. Right. You assholes. Oh, my God.
But
you're the worst internet in this country than the whole planet, right? Europe's so much better than we are.
But monopolies are good, right? That's capitalism, man.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, don't you look forward to the head of the FCC? It's going to be some fucking guy on the wrong side of net neutrality. That's nice.
I just don't get when the libertarians are like the free market.
This is stupid.
Well, if it's a free market, you're going to end up with what's to prevent a monopoly?
Nothing.
In a free market. And
altruism,
and if something comes Walmart, big right. evil business killer, Walmart actively would go into towns and just make sure that the local right. toy shop closed, make sure the local dress shop closed. All they have to do is undercut those prices.
Right. How great would it be? I mean, what if we only had small internet providers, you know, in this country?
Right.
And then we could pick and say, oh, this guy
I think small everything.
Yeah.
I they say break up the big banks. Putting in an inch or two into communism is I think we should break up big everything.
What if everything was locavore?
Right. I think maybe, you know, I don't know. There's extremists on both sides, extreme capitalist ideologues and extreme communist dialogues, ideologues. But why couldn't we find some kind of a hybrid that kind of works for a while as we slip toward more total equality? But
I think if we do that,
like Europe,
yeah, I think to get to where we need to be in general, I think we need to get rid of race. I don't know how to do that. I think that's handing out contact
lenses.
Make
every white person fuck a brown person, or vice versa, until we're just a mocha.
Yeah, or we hand out contact lenses. It wipes out all you can't see any more color. We're done with color. You know why? As a race, as humans, we can't handle seeing color. Do we not have enough evidence of that?
Right.
Color was a privilege we used to have. Now we don't.
We desperately try to grab onto something that makes us different so we don't
right.
we can other each other.
And I'm sorry, no more Jesus. That's gone. We can't handle that either.
Oh, you can have your
Jesus. Okay, based on what? We can't handle it.
Not in government.
Dude.
Let people believe what the fuck they want.
What does that lead to? Those Iron Maidens over in fucking Europe? If you don't believe
How
in Jesus?
How many Buddhists do you have a problem with?
I don't know. Hey, listen.
How many Taoists
are
trying to take over the country?
Listen, atheist, you're telling me the lie.
Well, I'm saying is there
would be better if nobody believed in anything upstairs.
There are non-noxious...
Right.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying we don't have to get all Stalin-y and mandate.
Well, I don't
want to
get Stalin-y. I'm just telling people that they can't believe in shit in the sky. No, it's not.
That's mandated atheism. That's what all the evangelicals are worried about.
Welcome to the mandate. Yeah.
We don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
We can't make the evangelicals scared a little bit because God damn it, they want to scare the shit out of us, don't they?
They're dying off anyway. I mean, we've got, although it's
Get
Faithless
to it.
Friday here, we've got a whole bunch of stories.
Fucking Jim Baker.
That may.
What a piece of shit.
That may conflict that.
Right.
So that's the headline over at
the Drudge
Repo is all about Black Friday, but
yeah, fuck
apparently
Drudge.
Things are. So it, again, Drudge Report.
Yes.
Has a. They broke their necks to find a picture of brown people struggling over items, I'm sure, because I'm sure if we Google Black Friday, not riots, I don't know, whatever you want, maybe riots or Black Friday fights or things like that, you're going to see a plethora of spectrum of colors of humans fighting over these ridiculous sales. And
so dumb.
Drudge Report broke their fucking neck to find one that's mainly brown people. They put that up. Black Friday matters. It says Black Friday matters.
Oh,
get it?
Oh my God. You got that. They see like that is, that's why we can't handle color in this country because the idiots like that, they're ruining it for everybody. That's a person that doesn't understand Black Lives Matter.
Right.
Am I going to have to explain Black Lives Matter on Friday? You know why Black Lives Matter? Because of white fucking privilege, you fucking assholes. Because if you're a white dude, you're less likely to be pulled over than a black person. Boom. Black Lives Matter. That's why.
Well, and decades upon decades of redlining and unfair hiring practices.
Yeah, gerrymandering.
And gerrymandering. And,
oh, and slavery. I forgot about
there's
slavery.
That little deep.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You realize our whole country was built upon black people that didn't even have their freedom?
Trying to disenfranchise the vote.
Oh, yes.
All kinds of things. But no, it's we're post-racial.
Black Friday matters.
Unreal, right?
You must be shitting me. How offensive.
I guess in this new world, even Drudge doesn't give a shit about slipping their hood on in public.
We're
wonderful
it.
Trumpistan that we've become.
The racists have been emboldened. They're no longer Nazis. They're the alt-right.
And now they're saying, oh, well, it's just a fringe group. I can't believe that you libtards are all trying to make us all look like Nazis because that one group of a couple hundred people met in Washington and said Sieg Heil to our leader.
And what do you think's going on at those Trump rallies, man? You think people are yelling out the N-word, saying racist
shit?
Oh, we've
got that.
Creepy shit.
Yeah, there's
anti-Semitic shit.
There's a documented incident after incident at these Trump rallies of people yelling racist shit, hang the N-word when they're talking about Obama.
How many times do you hear a right-wing politician or some fucking loony broadcaster use the term globalist?
Globalist.
What do you think that means?
Over on the globalist. They're taking over. They're not going to win anymore, the globalists.
We're not stupid. We get it. You're racist.
So they don't, they don't want us to play in the international sandbox. They want us to stand over the international sandbox with our big giant dick of freedom out.
Oh, yes.
And spray piss everyone that's down in the, that's how we should take over the world.
An American golden shower. Enjoy it.
We don't need to be nice when we got ICBMs.
Yeah, we don't have time to be politically correct. That didn't work.
Do you remember during the primary, Trump said, what's the point of having them if we're not going to use them?
Oh, my God.
Of the nukes.
Does he not understand what a nuclear bomb is?
I don't want to take anything off the table.
Sometimes he says things that makes me think, is he racist or is he dumb? Or is he both? He's probably both.
Yeah, I think it's
probably.
I'm going to
go with C.
Yeah, all of the above.
All right. Great.
A lot going on this Friday, like I said. We talked a little bit earlier about Chuck the Schumer. We mentioned his name.
Chuckie Schumer.
Incoming.
God.
Senate minority leader.
The Democrats get their ass handed to them soundly in an election, and we drudge up Chuck Schumer. You got to be kidding me.
Well, he's next in line.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
But he has issued... we were talking also about how they want to privatize the Medicare with these voucher bullshit. And
great.
They want to go after Social Security.
Sure.
Chuck Schumer, though, is issuing a strong warning to his GOP colleagues.
Okay.
I have penned a poison email.
Yeah.
He said efforts to privatize or voucherize Medicare will not stand, he said, and slammed what he called Republicans' hatred of government. Quote, the Republicans' ideological and visceral hatred of government could deny millions of senior citizens across the country the care they need and deserve.
That's what he said? That's it?
Schumer said in a statement to our Republican colleagues considering this path.
Yes.
Democrats say, make our day. Your effort will fail. And this attack on our seniors, of which most of us in the Senate are, and this attack on seniors will fail.
Okay.
Will not stand, he says.
Okay. Can we get Elizabeth Warren to say something about it, please?
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, everyone. But can we get Elizabeth Warren to say something? That's what Chucky said.
Well, I think she has.
Okay.
I think Elizabeth Warren came up pretty right away. And this bullshit ain't gonna stand.
I mean, Chucky said the right thing, but don't you think he lacks fire and intensity? I'm just not impressed.
He's same tone, though, as Nancy right. Pelosi, the minority leader in the House of Loons.
Yes. Good God.
Who said it's ideological with the speaker to take away the guarantee of Medicare, but the program is a fundamental pillar of health and economic security, and we will not go down that path, she said.
Okay.
So expect a big old fight, Republicans, if you're going to try to go after Medicare. And in the court of public opinion,
yes,
that's a loser for the Republicans.
Even with the conservatives?
No, that's a loser. They hate
across
government.
The board.
They hate welfare. But don't you take my Medicare.
Right. And didn't even Donald Trump, didn't he say that he would not go against Medicare? He thinks that's
right.
a poison pill or something. God, you got something, Donald Trump. I mean, maybe he'll do the right thing on this. We are so fucked.
Well, that's where maybe if Chuck Schumer can play Trump like the other idiots play him.
That's true.
And get him in a meeting to agree to shit. Just flatter him. Suck his willy.
No, man.
And say, you know, by the way, the people don't want this Medicare shit. So you got to stand up to Paul. Right. The bonuses or
yes.
the benefit, I guess, the good side.
Right.
Is that I think Paul Ryan and Trump hate each other.
They must hate each other.
Right.
Right?
You know, they're all doing the kumbaya thing now. We all love each other. Let's hold hands and ruin the country together. But
Chuck Schumer. And
there's just no way.
They might even be friends, too, in real life. Who knows? Maybe
they have worked together.
Really? Did they go to these sex parties together?
Maybe.
Who knows?
There's some Chuck Schumer DNA in the...
Two old white politicians.
On that island down in the South.
Yeah, yeah.
Word is out that Mitt Romney...
Yes, Mittens.
...may be into...
Oh, shit.
...the fact that... Trump is looking at him as Secretary of State.
Oh, he's interested, is he?
But...
He's got to get on his knees.
Did you see this? This was... what's her name? Kellyanne Conway.
Oh, yes. She's of the devil. She's satanic, right?
Well yeah, you know...
Demonic. Evil.
It's interesting that she's...
Right.
She's gotten more Bannon-like after the election.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Starching
like
the hood.
She was supposed to be the nice one, the kind, benevolent, not white racist supremacist, batshit crazy person on the team, but she's gotten a little bit more shit-tastic since the election, tweeting, making fun of people who are wanting a recount and shit like that.
I saw her mocking people that wanted a recount.
Well, now. She seems to be joining on the bandwagon, and if I was Trump, I would be pissed about this. She tweeted out, she apparently doesn't like Romney.
Right.
And in a couple of tweets yesterday, she said that, they describe the tweets here, and I don't have the fucking tweets.
Oh, shit.
As I look them up, she...
Oh, I saw it. She was on CNN mocking people that wanted the recount. I mean, God, these GOP guys, they have such a cynical view of democracy and the idea that you don't even want the votes. We don't even want a real count, or we don't even want the results audited of the most important election on the fucking planet.
Well, yeah. Don't you want to make sure, even if it doesn't get reversed, if the election isn't, you know, called into chaos or whatever, but even if they say, well, yeah, he won. Isn't that something that's good to know? And even if the numbers aren't enough to flip it, if there was any involvement from hacking, if there was any involvement, these Republicans are the ones saying, keep the black people out because we are worried about voter fraud. I mean, you got to show your ID because we're worried about voter fraud. It has nothing to do with being black or a Democrat.
You can't trust them over and over again. You just cannot trust these GOP. You can't trust Trump.
So she tweeted out yesterday on fucking Thanksgiving.
All right.
That receiving deluge of social media and private comms regarding Romney. There's no punctuation.
Damn
it. Some Trump loyalists warn against Romney as Secretary of State.
Okay.
And then she linked a Politico article, which says some Trump's loyalists warned against Romney's Secretary of State. So she just copied the headline. But okay. She says, receiving deluge of social media and private communications.
About what?
The fact that the Romney hardcore Trump suckers
yes.
hate Romney because right. he talked bad about their daddy during the primaries and during the election.
Their daddy said Romney needs to, it was on his knees begging for campaign dollars.
He won.
He won. That's true. Stupid. The fucking Nazi won.
So the authoritarian bootlickers that are out there, including Kellyanne fucking Conway,
she's
apparently
a fucking Nazi too.
Are it's just the Punisher in chief. It's just punitive.
Oh
who,
yeah.
Who can we go after that didn't kiss our ring on the way up? We even if he's the most qualified. I mean, Romney, as Secretary of State, would be. God, I mean, how low is our bar? But I mean, for people like us,
yeah,
we would welcome Romney as Secretary of State because he's not John Bolton, because he's not Rudy Giuliani.
Do you think Romney would just do whatever Trump said?
Well, there's,
or he would have an agenda. He's not just going to rubber stamp Trump's foreign right. policy.
Right. He would have a very strong opinion.
Maybe he would keep us out of a nuclear winter. Maybe.
Who knows if he's got that kind of pull? And maybe that's what Kellyanne Conway and the deplorables on Trump's staff are worried about, that a voice of reason
yeah.
is going to be whispering in Don's ear, and they're not going to get there. They're not going to be able to bomb ISIS into glass like they're hoping.
Do you think
they need a new war? They need some.
Oh yeah,
fire up the.
Oh, that's definitely happening.
They
don't
need
you
the
think
military industrial complex needs more money because Obama, that evil prick.
Are we going to attack?
Dial
China?
Down all those wars. Oh, yeah. We need to be making tanks and shit.
Who are we going to attack though?
Iran.
Oh God damn it, man! We suck.
Bolton wants to bomb Iran now.
We're putting a lot of confidence. Here's my problem, Mitt Romney. I wonder that a guy that attached a dog to the top of a car and then drove off, you know, in a carrier, can he ever be altruistic? Can he ever do the right thing? You would never put Kate in a cage
well,
on top
not.
Of a car. Well, most people wouldn't, but he did.
Well, right.
So what's wrong with him? He must be fucked up
there's
in some way.
Some issues, but nonetheless, I think
he makes me nervous.
John Bolton seems like the kind of guy who's running around skinning stray cats in the middle
yeah,
of the
yeah.
night, though. I mean,
but Romney's not a Nazi. Maybe. We don't know.
He's not outward. He's not out if he is.
We got to worry about that.
He's deep in the closet. And he's, you know, magic underwear guy. He's,
oh, yes.
Way into the Mormon thing, and they're just not. They didn't abide the Donald at all. I mean, he almost lost in Utah to Evan McMullen.
Who, oh, my God.
And who? Who?
Yeah, who
exactly.
the fuck is that?
But he almost lost in Utah because right. the Mormons just are not abiding by the orange dude. You know what? A lot of them were saying, we're not stupid with this whole religious thing. Like, they're on the side of the Muslims. Because they see
who's they?
The Mormons.
Right.
Because they kind of know what it's like.
Right.
To be gone after.
Yes.
Because of your religion. This country has a little history of not being nice to Mormons at times.
Typical GOP empathy. That's what you have. There is no empathy. You have to have experienced
right.
it to be on the right side of it.
Exactly.
A bunch of dickheads.
In another tweet, she made references to former Secretaries of State Henry Kissinger and George Shultz in Republican administrations as men who, quote, flew around the world less, counseled POTUS close to home more, and were loyal. Good checklist.
Close to home more. Oh, I see. The politicians were close to home more.
Right. They think the Secretary of State shouldn't be running around. She thinks this is a direct shit on Hillary, who talked about all the miles she logged as Secretary of State trying to fly around.
That's a great thing.
Keeping the fucking world from blowing apart.
No.
And these guys are like, well, you don't have to travel all those miles.
Fuck you.
She man. Traveled all those miles and it's like this.
Boom.
Oh,
what's the point in having all this power and all this money as America if we're not going to be able to? And I'm not talking about nation building, and I'm not talking about just looking out for people that need our help. helping people in Syria. I don't know. I mean, shouldn't we, in a way, be the police to the fucking rest of the planet? I mean, we're supposed to be altruistic and right and use our power for good. And we're just not doing it. Damn.
Well, only when it's in our best interest. Yeah. You know, if you go back to what, Darfur or whatever. I mean, those were...
It's still our planet.
Those were black people killing each other, but there's no diamonds or no oil or anything that we wanted. So have at it.
And the problem is, you know, but the problem is there would be an upside to America for peace in Darfur. I'm sure there would be. Just no one's articulated it or no one's cared enough to figure out what it would be, right? I mean, isn't there when you stop a war somewhere, isn't there some sort of positive effect of having done that? You would think.
Depends on who's in charge after the war, I guess.
We just have this weird fucked up thing where the only thing that matters is money and oil.
Yes.
And white people. So, I don't know.
So there you go. I mean, more strife. This just, I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work out. If
badly.
It may help the country that Donald is picking people to surround him that basically are just shiving each other in the side whenever they get a chance at the at the commissary.
But they don't know anything about what they're doing, except maybe Romney. That. What does Romney know about foreign policy?
Well,
what the fuck does he know about
anything? Well, he taught himself, though. I mean, for the last election, he was a real candidate,
right,
and kind of read shit and boned up on it so that he could debate with Barack Hussein Obama and have a intellectual debate. He knew where Aleppo was.
Right.
He knows where I think he figured it out. I think he did his homework.
I mean, ever since.
But.
Yeah.
Trump doesn't even. You put up the story that Trump doesn't want anything to do with these briefings yet.
Yeah.
It's Thanksgiving.
He's bored. I don't think that I think he's genuinely uninterested. I think he likes business, and I don't think he gives a fuck about Aleppo or anything outside, you know.
He's like business. He likes winning.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I mean, we just had two great Secretary of States, right? We had Clinton, and then we had John Kerry, then Clinton.
Yeah.
And now who are we going to have? Romney? Man, that sucks.
Giuliani?
That sucks, too.
Worse.
Yes.
Bolton?
I agree. But they're all shitty.
Bolton, we might as well just start hiding under our desks again, because we're going to be up to DEFCON 12 or whatever fuck.
Mushroom Cloud Central,
with
baby.
Goddamn Bolton. Trump named a couple more people today. I don't even know.
Assistant
secretary positions or some shit like that.
Here, let me help you. They're all deplorable shitheads that are probably quasi-racist in, you know, they're like oligarchs.
There's a story now that Uncle Mittens... this is from, where is this from? This is from, Fox News.
Oh, yes.
According to Fox News, is Ed Henry, President-elect Donald Trump.
Vomit!
God, it just...
I shall puke a little in my mouth.
It's like passing a stone.
Oh, yes.
Each time.
It's disgusting. He's a fucking Nazi.
Donald Trump may be requesting a public apology from Mitt Romney if he wants.
My God.
The Secretary of State position.
Is Donald Trump an impossible fucking cunt or what, man? He's so fucking impossible.
Back in March, Mitt Romney said, in Salt Lake City, we quote, Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud. He gets a free trip to the White House, and all we get is this lousy hat. a senior transition official, and we're talking about not somebody who's working...
Changing fun parts?
Not working with Caitlyn Jenner.
Right.
A senior transition official tells Henry they are considering whether he has to issue a public apology for his past severe anti-Trump rhetoric.
Severe. Someone used the word severe apology. Did I hear you correctly?
Past severe anti-Trump rhetoric.
Oh, okay.
Public apology.
Oh, yes. Jesus Christ. He just can't put things behind him, can he?
Romney called Trump a phony, a fraud. There's a dark irony in his boasts of his sexual exploits during the Vietnam War, while at the same time, John McCain, who he has mocked, was imprisoned and tortured.
Romney said there's a dark irony of what?
In his boasts. During the 70s, he talks about all the poon he got.
Yeah, yeah.
Meanwhile, John McCain was in the tiger cage.
Yeah.
And then he mocked John McCain. He's running around on deferments because his little footy hurts. And John McCain's being tortured. And then later he's like, I prefer people who don't get caught.
It's kind of bizarre that somebody would have to walk back such a harsh and specific criticism of someone. I mean, what do you say? I misspoke or I'm wrong or I've evolved? I don't think that anymore.
All these whores that are running back to the Donald now.
I mean, because that's insane, man.
In response, Trump referred to Romney as a loser, irrelevant, failed badly.
Oh, yes.
But last week, Mittens Romney visited with the Don in at his one of his golf courses in Bedminster, New Jersey.
Bedminster, hello.
Romney said it was a very thorough and in-depth discussion in the time we had.
What? In the time we had.
One person who...
Thorough.
Now, this might be a case of...
How weird.
This might be a case of sour grapes because I'm betting this person really is hoping for some sort of position himself.
Oh, yes. They need Dr. Phil to mediate this shit.
Place the tampons in thine ears because...
Oh, yes.
From the other day...
Right.
We have Steve Ducey.
Oh, this guy is a douche.
Brian Kilmeade.
Oh, my God. Even worse. What's up?
I'm trying to remember her name. I can't remember the new third person's name.
Ah, damn it. I can't remember.
Ashley. Ainsley.
Ainsley, go fuck yourself.
This is a little bit of Fox and Friends in the Morning. I'm Steve Ducey.
Ainsley Earhart.
Yes.
Okay.
Excellent. Here is former governor of Arkansas and opponent of Trump in the primaries, who I don't believe ever really got to debate him because this guy was at the kids' table for the whole time.
This guy's back.
Mike Huckabee.
Oh, please stop it.
And here's what he says about Mitt Romney.
Well, look, it's not about that I don't care for Mitt personally, but I'm still very unhappy that Mitt did everything he could to derail Donald Trump. He didn't just go after him from a standpoint of saying, I disagree with his policy on immigration, or I disagree with his policy on taxes. He attacked him on a personal level about his character, integrity, his honor. Well, when you do that, there's only one way that I think Mitt Romney could even be considered for a post like that, and that is that he goes to a microphone in a very public place and repudiates everything he said.
There's Wednesday Huckabee calling for Mitt Romney to crawl into the stocks and allow the peasants to throw rotten food at him for a little while.
In a very public place.
Oh, yeah.
Why does it matter if you're recording whatever you're going to say into a microphone? You know what I mean?
Right, then
it will be public.
Right after Aretha's 5-minute version of the American anthem.
You shall apologize.
The national anthem. Mitt Romney gets up and says, I apologize wholeheartedly. Yeah.
Are you saying at the beginning of a Monday night football?
Something big, man.
The 50-yard line?
Square. This guy wants Mitt Romney to apologize in the middle of the town square.
Oh, yeah, of
what
course.
What is wrong with these people?
He's a fucking batshit, loony, Jesus-loving evangelical. He's a fucking Puritan. He's a hardliner. We talked about it all the time.
Huck.
Punish.
Yeah.
Yes, punish.
To a microphone in a very public place and repudiates everything he said in that famous Salt Lake City speech and everything he said after that, where he said Donald Trump wasn't fit, that he lacked character. I mean, on and on. That's beyond just the normal political infighting that we all experience. Political infighting is part of the game. But when you go after a person who is the nominee of your party, who has been duly nominated by the voters, and then you savage
your doozy.
Yes.
The voters, you're not just savaging Donald Trump. And so it would be a real insult to all those Donald Trump voters who worked really hard.
Oh, you're Thad. Insulting the voters who love Trump because you didn't You didn't fillet him during the goddamn primary and during the election, and now all those people don't like you, how qualified you may be.
You know, I'm going to point something out here, and it will be lost on anyone that needs to hear it. But, you know, the GOP, they're so fucking sensitive about certain things. Like, and it's all petty. You know, it's a lot of vanity. It's a lot of, like, saving face, trying to, you know, it's all about, like, being insecure about your cock size, that kind of shit. But they don't like it when the liberals are sensitive about things. In general, liberals are sensitive about people being racist, nationalistic, hateful, bullies. You know, I mean,
yeah,
it's just not the same fucking thing, you know?
Oh, yes.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Just vomiting out bullshit. God, I hate these people.
Hypocrites.
Huckabee's disgusting. He's a disgusting fucking asshole. And that any of these people, who gives a fuck? Okay, so Mitt Romney said something shitty about Donald Trump, who's a fucking Nazi. I don't care.
Right. And then this Huckabee, this giant, rotund, waddling shit gibbon.
Homophobe. A horrible fucking homophobe.
Kim Davis. Rude guy. That was a spectacular moment.
His big,
in politics, though, when...
His big, remember, fat, fleshy hands.
Do you remember the big diss he gave to Ted Cruz during that? When he cock-blocked him and let him up on the...
Oh, my God.
Because Huckabee's people swooped in early and set up this whole rally for Kim Davis when she got out of jail. And that parasite, that vampire... Ted Cruz showed up to try to suck some of the limelight, and there was video footage. You couldn't hear what was being said, really, but there's video footage of a little toady from the Huckabee camp keeping Ted Cruz off of the stage. Ted Cruz just thought he was just going to walk up there.
Right.
Just, of course, you want me up on the stage with everybody else. And the Huckabee people were like, you're staying here.
God damn it.
And didn't let him up. It was their event. So Ted had to scurry away.
They're so fucking petty.
That was a great moment, though.
It was
watching Ted Cruz get a little bit of comeuppance. Made me feel like I liked Huckabee for a half second.
Well, do you remember when Huckabee had his little hands clutched around Kim Davis's hands? Their hands were raised on that stage.
Yeah. I hate the Constitution. I do, too.
And I hate gay people. I mean, my God, how do you fucking... you know, if you support the GOP... Whatever. You're a lot of weird fucking things, but most of all, you're not cool. You're not cool.
So I guess they're claiming that they're trying to decide in the Trump camp if they should make that a prerequisite for the job.
Oh, yeah.
Mitt has to prostrate himself naked in the town square.
Is he going to do it?
God, I don't know.
I can see him doing that. God, they're all little whores.
I just don't know. I mean, I think Mitt Romney, you know, is an out of touch oligarch himself, but
absolutely.
I think.
Do you think he's a piece of shit?
I think he's not so out of touch that he wouldn't recognize just the shredding he would get among everybody.
But Secretary of State.
Yeah.
I mean, is that.
But under Donald's little orange thumbs, little tiny stubby little cocktail weenie thumbs.
I'm going to say he will make the apology because he's a little fucking little whore fuck. That's my prediction.
I don't know.
I think you always have to bet on the GOP being whores.
That's true.
That's who they are.
I'm leaning towards, I can't imagine him doing that.
Yeah.
But again, I don't
know. It would be great audio to play too. Like him apologizing to Donald Trump.
Listen, I would like to publicly apologize.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good Romney.
Jill Stein, apparently, we did talk earlier a little bit about this. Just under the wire today.
Okay.
This day after Turkey Day.
Ooh, wee, wee.
Green Party presidential candidate nominee Jill Stein officially handed in a petition asking election officials in Wisconsin, my old stomping ground.
Yes.
For a few years.
Right.
To perform a recount of the general election results.
Damn, so they do it, right?
They beat the afternoon deadline by an hour and a half. She and her running mate, Ajamu Baraka, said in a news conference today they were filing the recount request and had fundraised the $1.1 million required to pay for it. So I guess they did use the $1.1 million of the, I think, $7 million they've raised already.
Oh, my God.
For that filing fee today. Wisconsin Elections said the commission has received the Stein and De La Fuente recount petitions. Details and news released, posted soon at elections.wisconsin.gov.
So I'm confused from what we were talking about earlier. So is now that recount going to go through?
Maybe.
But it might not. They're requesting it.
Right.
And who did they request it from? The election board of Wisconsin?
The Wisconsin recount could kick off by the end of next week at the earliest.
Right.
First, state officials must find out how much recount efforts will cost Stein's campaign. So they have to pay for the recount.
Okay, I see.
Because it wasn't close enough to trigger an automatic recount. So Stein's campaign said today they had surpassed their initial fundraising goal of $4 million. In Wisconsin alone, past statewide recounts on a non-presidential year cost over $500,000.
Well, they got $7
million. But it says costs could be steep because Wisconsin officials would need to scramble to finish the recount before the federal December 13th deadline.
Are they GOP? Are they Republican fuckers?
Probably some of them.
Well, then we're fucked. They will not do the right thing.
But the Green Party is part of their funding also is hiring. They have a right to have representatives involved in the recount process.
Oh, okay.
So they, I don't think they can.
Monitors.
Yeah. Independent auditors. I don't think they can just close the doors and say, we counted it. It's the same. Don't worry.
But the people making the decision whether or not they get to do the recount. I mean, they're the ones that matter in this process, right?
I mean, it sounds like they're going to do it.
If
they've got the money, they have to determine how much it's going to cost.
Yeah.
And as long as Jill Stein, I guess, maybe the people earlier, the Stein haters and the Green Party haters, were possibly overreacting about the changes on the website there.
Right.
Everybody, some of the details, but
everybody's so jumpy now. Nobody trusts anybody. I get it.
They said initially the fundraising goal was 2.5. Now they're saying they're trying to get 7. Oh, they're trying to get 7. They're over 4, which would pay for all the fees for filing costs, attorneys, and the statewide recount observers.
Oh, okay.
So they send observers to watch that shit.
God. I just hope there's no GOP fuckers involved in it, because, you know, they'll fuck it up.
In
they'll
statement,
do the wrong thing.
Wednesday, Jill Stein said after a divisive and painful presidential race, reported hacks into voter and party databases and individual email accounts are causing many Americans to wonder if our election results are reliable. These concerns need to be investigated before the 2016 presidential election is certified. We deserve elections we can trust.
Yeah, and that's not based on Democrats bussing black people in to precincts and having them vote illegally, and it's not dead people voting. They're talking about voter suppression and shit like that.
Well, not the voter suppression. There's nothing they can do about that now, but they're talking about actual fucking with the electronic machines that count
God
stuff.
Damn it.
Or fucking with the reporting of the account of stuff like that. And there you go.
Right.
The Russians out there trying to hack the fuck out of everything.
Like if George Soros and we got a bunch of altruistic, you know, people with shit tons of money, if they got together and just bought a branch of the military and they made Trump go away, just like, because now we have to behave like other weird countries, and then make Obama be president again. Can't
exactly
we just keep
what they've been
Obama?
Anticipating the last 8 years, you're
damn,
saying?
Yeah, let's give them what they want. What if somebody came to you and said, hey, Pat, what if Obama was going to be president until he was dead? Would you be for that or against it?
Against it.
Really?
With no voting?
It's Obama.
I mean, if you could argue remove a term limit.
Yes.
But even then, I don't know.
Don't you feel
the only time we got a term limit, don't forget, was after a socialist president instituted all kinds of evil socialist programs.
Right.
And
right.
the higher ups couldn't abide that. The banksters and the fraudsters and the capitalists, the evil vampire capitalists,
right,
couldn't abide the country going all socialisty and you know, giving people free health care and shit. And after the New Deal, after that evil Social Security and Medicare.
Yeah. How horrible.
They're like, we can't have another guy that the people like this do stuff for the people. We got to kick them out every 8 years.
But if we had the military kick out Trump and install Obama just until we figure out what the hell is going on. I'm serious.
You're just seeing us on Breitbart or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Libtards calling for.
Yeah.
Calling but for revolution. And
we just need Obama to fix everything.
Military coup.
Yeah.
I'm not calling for a military
coup. I'm not. We have a Nazi, but we have a Nazi as a president.
Not yet.
He's the president-elect.
Well, yeah, he hasn't done anything yet.
He's
got to give Trump a chance.
Oh, my. No, no, we do not. We do not have to give that fuck a chance.
But we can't. We can't try to divine what he is going to do if somebody. If he's just populating his staff with heinous creatures, that ain't illegal.
That's true.
It's untoward.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true.
He hasn't done anything. We got to wait until
we don't have to give him a chance.
He picks up that tiny little hand off of that Bible and then pounced out the fuck on him with his business shit. I mean, it sounds like they're going to be going after him every moment. For his business ties. You can't take shit from foreign dealios. And if you're doing a deal, you're building a building in Mumbai. And it's your deal. It's your business.
Right.
But the Indians decide, well, we'd like to have a little bit more of an aid package. Or we'd like to buy some guns or something from the Americans. Why don't we just waive some of the permits for these Trump Towers and just make it easy for him, and then maybe it'll go our way. That's a gift. That's considered receiving a gift for your personal business if they are giving tax breaks. When they say, well, it's not going to be a foreign government. It's going to be a foreign business. If that business receives special favor from its government.
Yes.
That by the transitive property of addition of mathematics goes over to Trump. He's benefiting personally from it.
You're right. You know what? Me screaming, you know what? We don't have to give him a chance. We give him a chance. It doesn't matter. You know why? Because we're fucked. Mm-hmm. The Republicans have both houses and Trump's going to be president. So it doesn't matter if we give him a chance.
There's a lot of wrenches the Dems can still toss. And hopefully I'm hoping they're using Trumpian or Republican tactics and just to try to pour kerosene on the fire of the Republicans going after each other.
You know what we are? We're no longer donkeys. You know, that's the liberals, the donkey. We're not donkeys. You know what we are? We're a turtle. We're a turtle. Let me explain. We're a turtle on its back. Laying on its shell with its soft belly up towards the sun with our fucking feet dangling and we can't flip back over and we're fucked.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
It ain't great.
It seems like we're fucked.
Right.
God. He didn't even get the fucking popular vote.
There may be a cloud or two.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't roast.
Oh, my God. We're going to fucking.
And if we can get through these 4 years, maybe.
The sun is slowly going to roast us to death, and we're just going to be dry turtle shell. Sad.
Somebody who had a good day.
Oh, yes.
Today, and is very thrilled to be holding a brand new, shiny, sparkling Russian passport.
Who is this?
I'm reading from Mediaite. In his continued effort to utilize celebrities.
Okay.
To help normalize the relationship between America and Russia.
Celebrities like who? John Stamos?
Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Nicked!
Was personally on hand Friday and presented this amazing representative of our American culture, an icon, Ryan.
If you say Scott Baio, I am throwing my computer chair out the window.
Earlier this month, this person was awarded Russian citizenship via Putin's presidential decree.
Who the fuck is this?
And
it's Scott Baio.
I believe this guy has been, I don't know if he's been living in Russia.
Is it Kirk Cameron?
This person joins a list of other Western celebrities who have obtained Russian citizenship in recent years. French star Gerard Depardieu got his passport.
What movie was
from
he
Putin?
In?
A bunch of French movies. Oh. Got his passport from the country in 2013.
Was he in The Bicyclette? The Bicycle? Isn't that the famous French film, The Bicycle? Or what's the French film where the guy's running around following the balloon the whole time? The balloon.
Le ballon.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay.
Oh, kinda.
The balloon.
Chocolat.
Oh, yes. Oh, chocolat with Gary Oldman in it or whoever. Sure. Johnny Depp.
But Gerard Depardieu whined and complained about the taxes in France going after rich people.
Oh, yes.
So Vladimir Putin said, come to Russia.
John Depar, whoever the fuck he is complaining that it's tough being a celebrity and a movie star. Fuck you.
So joining those ranks today.
Yes.
Our American.
Oh, God.
Action star, Steven Seagal.
I was going to guess that. Yeah. I was going to fucking guess that.
Steven Seagal.
Oh, fuck you.
Now has a Russian passport, I believe, dual citizenship now or something like that, even though the United States doesn't acknowledge dual citizenship.
Dual it's really weird.
So there you go. Congratulations to
Russia.
The man who both read and wrote the greatest screenplay ever written in the history of Hollywood.
That's amazing. And by the way, this is a true story. It was on NPR. He had his people trying to get him the title part in a Jimi Hendrix biopic.
Oh, I remember that.
He was going to play Jimi Hendrix.
It's colorblind casting.
I mean, that's blind casting.
He'd be on my short
list. It's not colorblind. Yeah. It's blind. It's like as if you were going to show a movie about Jimi Hendrix to a demographic of people that cannot see, that cannot hear, that cannot feel. He's perfect.
Michael Jackson wanted to play Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, that's true.
Right? Wasn't that the story?
He was on so many drugs, he didn't know what he was playing. He was on propofol. So is he leaving? Is there no more? What movies did Steven Seagal do? What was it? The one about the train? He was on the...
God, I don't remember the names of Steven Seagal movies. Some of them were fun. The earlier ones were fun.
Yeah.
Less talking, more hitting.
Right.
Were fun.
He's kind of a heavier guy to do that whole like.
He's a little, yeah. He's
that top knot thing looks odd on him. He looks like a sumo wrestler without a diaper.
I guess for Aikido, you don't need to be svelte.
Just need to be a douchebag. That's it.
He's 62 years old. He is a seventh dan black belt in Aikido.
Yeah. Throwing stars.
He became the first foreigner to operate an Aikido dojo in Japan.
Oh, who gives a fuck?
He later moved to L.A., where he was a martial arts instructor on the movie Never Say Never Again.
Right, and he was also, a horrible actor.
Where he accidentally broke actor Sean Connery's wrist during the production.
Oh, my fucking God. Are you kidding me? God, Sean Connery's an older guy.
This is an 80 something.
Oh, yeah. Sean Connery probably had it coming, too.
Seagal made his acting debut in Above the Law.
Okay.
He played Under Siege is one.
That's right. Those were great. Hilarious movies. Very funny.
On Deadly Ground, Under Siege 2, Dark Territory.
Oh, yes.
Got to be dark, of course.
Oh, right. Is he a Nazi?
I don't know.
Prove to me he's not.
He might be. Seagal? He might be Jewish.
Oh, really?
Jewish ancestry, maybe. Hmm. I don't know. So there you go. Wait, 1, 2, 3.
He's moving to Russia.
Married four times. Seven children.
Oh, boy. Jeez.
Spread out around.
Healthy testicles, huh? That guy.
He's a... Oh, I was wrong. It says he's American, Serbian, and Russian descent.
Okay.
So he's gonna... Or no, those are his nationalities.
Oh, so he is Russian.
Well, no, he's Russian now, I think.
He made himself Russian.
Uncle Nipples made him Russian.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uncle Nipples is looking at our country. He's like, we need to get an American actor, someone very talented. Steven Seagal.
Oh, his father was a Russian Jew.
Okay. So he's not a Nazi.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know.
He's not a Nazi, but he is peculiar.
I've got also, so congrats to Steven Seagal for being a
member
of Uncle Nipples' country now.
What do you have to do to get dual citizenship in another country? Do you have to name the states and capitals of wherever country you're going?
No.
You don't have to know shit?
Depends, I would guess, but I think, like, I could get my Irish passport.
Do you know?
I don't need to know anything except the fact that my grandmother was born there, and that's my dad's mom, and for some reason... paternal grandmother being born in Ireland qualifies me to get an Irish citizenship.
Do you even know the capital of Ireland? Was it Dublin?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Southern Ireland. Ireland. Northern Ireland is...
I don't know.
I can't think of the name of that city in Northern Ireland. Anyway.
I think it's Little Rock.
My ancestry apparently is from the bad side of the tracks in Ireland. So a cab driver shared with me.
Oh, yeah.
When I was literally about a half hour in the country.
He called you the N-word, right?
Well, kind of. He said, we were talking and he mentioned that, I mentioned that, well, my grandmother's from here. And he said, oh, what part is she from? And, I said, well, she's from County Kerry. Oh, and I was like, okay. He goes, you might want to be careful who you tell around here that fact.
Oh, geez.
And I was like, what? Yeah, I'm quoting.
Oh, yes.
I'm quoting, ladies and gentlemen.
Quoting?
He said, yeah, here the people from Kerry are kind of considered like your niggers. And I was like,
God damn.
Are we at my hotel yet?
Yeah, people are so racist.
Are we at my hotel yet? So there you go.
People are fucking racist as
See, against their own people.
This speaks to
he
my
was
point.
Telling me my white as fuck grandmother was from the wrong side of tracks.
How many people have to die in the name of race and religion before we're ready to be done with it? And I'm telling you, these contact lenses that block out all color solves everything, and no more sky guy. Bam. Instantly, the planet's better. Instantly.
Speaking of, it's Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a, the scientific term is shit ton of stories.
Shit-tastic.
Here about the long, icy fingers of Christianity giving a unsolicited prostate exam to the the rest of us.
At least give me a little bit of a warning.
A little lube.
Yeah.
Just jam that in there.
Craptastic.
One of our frequent friends that we play here, and a friend.
Oh, yes.
One of our subjects that we
study.
There was a...
dissect.
I saw a tweet, somebody who said, going home to their conservative family for Thanksgiving, they feel like an anthropologist. Sitting there and studying an alien culture.
God, I just thought of an amazing business, and I don't mean to interrupt what you're about to talk about, but what about this? Say you're a liberal type, and when you're going home to the holidays, you have to deal with very conservative family, parents, brothers. It doesn't matter. You are liberal, and you say, listen, for X amount of dollars, I'll travel back to your family with you. I'll pretend to be your boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, and it's my job to take on your racist relatives. And I will give your relatives hell the whole time you're there.
I'll guarantee
you
don't get an invite to next year's Thanksgiving.
I'm going to fuck you bring somebody home with you to fuck shit up. You bring the heavy. Could you imagine you doing that? That would be a great job. What do you charge for that? An hourly?
Well, and you get dinner, too.
What you get?
You get dinner out of it too.
Okay, that's true.
There was a lot. Ricky Gervais on the Facebook.
Yes.
Asked all of his gazillion followers to list their biggest. What's the most bigoted thing someone said at the your Thanksgiving celebration?
Oh shit!
I lost a lot of time last night reading.
Oh wow!
All of these comments and all of these stories of people. It was exactly what you'd think. One guy was like, we were sitting around, and my grandfather said something about. The country was fine until all the darkies started taking over.
Jesus Christ. Right? Holy shit.
I mean, mild. That's mild compared to some of them.
Is a lot of the, it seems like what I'm hearing from the right through social media is that we are tired of being called a racist because we voted for Trump.
Yeah.
That's a sentiment I'm hearing. And what do you say to that? Well, you voted for a guy that is.
It's not a deal breaker. Again, right. it wasn't a deal breaker.
It wasn't a deal breaker.
So we've been talking about Keith Ellison, who is a representative. He's a Democrat from the sovereign state of Minnesota.
Love this guy.
How could one of the more liberal, progressive, brown, Muslim Democrats come from the same state as fucking Michelle Bachmann?
You know why?
How does that happen?
Because I think in the Midwest, there's lots of auto industry and there's lots of different manufacturing there. And I think because
Minnesota?
There's a huge Muslim community in Michigan. You know, it's because of the auto industry and the different tech industries are there. I think that's why
a lot of Somalis in Minnesota too.
I think that's why.
So Keith Ellison is many people's favorite choice currently to be the new head of the DNC. He's kind of a Bernie-crat.
Yeah.
Believes that we should go more populist, more socialist.
Hell yes.
And that was what set Bernie's campaign on fire.
Hell yeah, man.
The populism. And the same kind of economic populism is what the angry white people on the right think Trump was telling them.
But they're stupid. He also
sprinkled in some extra ingredients about you get to hate black people again. You can hate Muslims and all that shit. So how could they turn that down?
Big spoonful of fascism. Hell yeah.
So ringing in on the possible choice of Keith Ellison. We've I think last week we might've talked about one of the Christo loons.
Oh yes.
Who said, obviously it can't be Keith Ellison because he's going to turn the country over to the Muslim Brotherhood.
Oh, right.
Of course.
Sure. That makes sense.
So they're losing their shit on the religious right and the extreme right because the Democrats. Look at it's proof. They're picking a Muslim to run the DNC.
Right. God forbid we have a little fucking diversity in our government, GOP, you fuckheads.
With the view of extreme Christians in the middle of nowhere in Colorado
is
former Colorado state rep.
Oh, this guy.
And former Navy chaplain, Air Force chaplain.
He was a Navy chaplain.
Dr. Chaps, they call him.
Oh, yes.
Probably assless.
This guy is a total shitbird.
Gordon Klingenschmidt,
he is disgusting.
Is on his pray in Jesus' name. YouTube channel.
No More Jesus.
Here's his opinion of Keith Ellison.
Oh, yes.
As possible DNC.
Oh, my
head.
God.
But let's take a moment and discern the spirits.
Okay. All right. I'm going to let you need a rabbit bone.
Okay.
You need a sheep testicle.
Kate, hand me one of those rattlesnakes.
And the droppings from a kiwi.
Oh, of course.
The bird, the fruit.
How does a fruit shit?
And then you stir it up and you use the blood of a virgin. And right. We're gonna discern the spirits, Ryan. He's casting a spell.
Yeah, do you also need to pray some or no?
That's what he's doing.
Oh, okay.
He's got a direct line. The spirits are
discern
now.
Discern the spirits.
Yeah. God, that's so stupid.
So fucking dumb.
There is a spirit of idolatry inside of the religion of Islam, who worship a false god, who follow a false prophet,
And same God, Gordy.
Yeah.
Same God, Gordy. It's yeah. the Abrahamic God. You know shit
that,
about the history of your religion and their religion.
Right. That doesn't even fucking exist. So whatever, dickhead. You fucking idiot.
Read a false book. The Quran is full of false prophecies by the false prophet.
Unlike ours.
Oh, yeah.
Which is full of child rape and
right.
And explaining sure. away slavery and shit like that.
What my favorite part is where that kid gets sawn in half, cut in half.
Mass genocide.
Oh, I love that
Who
one.
Who gets cut in half?
Some Isaac. Doesn't he have to cut his kid in half or some bullshit like that?
Abraham. It doesn't
Abraham,
happen.
Whoever.
No, God says just kidding at the end.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I read the Choose Your Own Adventure Bible.
Oh, you chopped the different. Kid in half.
Oh, absolutely.
Prophet Muhammad leading people to worship the false god Allah, which is not the God of the Bible. Not the God that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob worshipped, not the God of Jesus Christ, but is a God who promotes the slaughter of their political enemies. You really want this to be the face of the Democrat Party? Don't you think that kind of...
The face of the Democrat Party.
The
so
Democrat.
Just because of Keith Ellison's religion... Obviously, he is going to be the face of
right.
the Democrat Party.
Yeah, bitch. That's who we want to be the face of the Democrat Party. Keith Ellison, a non-white person. Get used to it, fucknut.
And a Muslim.
Oh, yeah. That, too.
He doesn't care about the non... Well, he does care about... I'm sure,
I love
I'm
that.
Sure Gordy cares about the non-white part, but he doesn't... He really cares about the Muslim part.
Don't you love the fact that the Democrats... They want to put somebody
yeah.
that's not white, that's not Christian in charge?
Yes.
I wish he was gay!
More of that.
Don't you think that kind of thinking offended some of the voters, especially the evangelical voters who brought Trump to victory
who,
of Islam,
whoops,
who worship?
Who gives a flying fuck what the
yes.
evangelicals think and if they're
right.
offended?
And by the way, speaking of a litmus test, when the evangelical, if they're offended by what you're doing, then you maybe... You probably are doing the right
that
thing.
You're doing the right thing.
You're doing
right?
the right thing. That's a good thing.
Not the God that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob worshipped. Not the God of Jesus Christ.
Whatever.
But is a God who promotes
Wait a second. I skipped ahead.
False prophecies by the false prophet Muhammad. God,
wait.
Who follow a false prophet
there we go.
And read a false book. The Quran is full of false prophecies.
Right.
By yes. the false prophet Muhammad,
uh-huh.
yes.
leading people to worship the false god Allah, which is not the God of the Bible.
Yes, it is.
Not the God that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob worshipped.
No, it kind
of
is.
Not the God of Jesus
buzzer?
Christ, but is a God who promotes the slaughter of their political enemies. You really want this to be the face of the Democrat
yes,
Party?
Yes, we do. We absolutely
yeah,
do.
Don't you think that kind of thinking... offended some of the voters, especially the evangelical
Fuck
voters who brought Trump to victory in places like Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin.
Oh, God.
So
yes.
the fact that the DNC might put Keith Ellison
right.
in charge of the DNC is offending the
oh,
evangelicals
yes.
that voted for Trump. What the fuck say do those assholes have?
Fuck them.
Is he suggesting that there are some evangelical Democrats out there? Where? Where? Kindly.
Yes.
Please show us where they are.
Yeah, and identify yourself. You are banished from the garden of Democrats.
By definition, you can't be.
Yeah, get out of
an
here.
An evangelical and be a Democrat. You just can't.
Fuck this Gordon. Hey, Gordon, between you and me, I'm praying to Sky God that you burn in a slow fucking hell. Whatever that means to you. Roast in hell, stupid. God, don't you hate this guy?
In Wisconsin? Do you think that by promoting more Islam, which is the failed foreign policy of the Obama and Clinton administration...
Who's promoting Islam? We're putting a guy in charge who's just a guy. He happens to have these religious beliefs,
right.
which I think are batshit, but I think they're all batshit.
They're
so
all stupid.
So they're all equally as crazy to me. But so Gordon here is saying... Our religion is so much better.
And the fail,
and theirs is fake.
Is Barack Hussein Obama, is his foreign policy failed? Does he have failed foreign
oh,
policy?
Feckless.
Didn't
Don't
he have that
feckless.
Deal? What about the deal with Iran?
The worst deal we've ever made in the history of deals.
Oh, my God. Didn't he fucking kill Osama bin Laden?
Well, they can't dispute that one. That's one they got to give. But weren't there even ones that said George Bush started it?
Oh, yeah.
Like somehow the investigation began under George Bush, and 5 years later, when they found him, actually George Bush's leadership.
God,
this is how delusional those people are.
I'm done being nice to these fucknuts. Hey, Gordon, you're stupid. Your fucking Jesus is dumb. Everything that you believe in is stupid.
When they promoted the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt and Libya and Syria and ISIS and in Iran, don't you think that failed foreign policy is part of the reason you lost the election? Instead, they
won the popular vote, by the way.
Doubling down. They need to moderate their stance. They need to
appear
reasonable to evangelical voters. Instead, they're
we don't have to appear reasonable. Why? Why the fuck does the DNC have to appear reasonable to evangelical voters?
I don't know.
Fuck you.
And how do you appeal? How do you reasonably appeal to evangelical voters? There is no way.
If they're not capable of reason, they wouldn't be evangelicals.
They want us to fucking put Muslim people on a fucking list.
Right.
They want a wall. They want a bunch of unreasonable things.
They want us all praying to their God in school. They want us all praying to their God at public events. If you don't like it, go in the hallway.
It's a public event.
Well, you know.
Doubling down, and this is a thumb in... They're thumbing their nose at the voters who just repudiated them.
I wonder where he was going with that one. Where was that thumb going to be until he decided thumbing their nose?
Well, this is typical right-wing nut job bullshit.
Thumb in their rec. Well, yeah.
I think he's about to mix his metaphors. He said
thumbing nose. He corrected himself.
He says it was going to be. He got it mixed up with putting a finger in the eye of a thumb in the nose.
Thumb
at.
In the eye. I've heard thumb in the eye too.
Oh, really?
They're thumbing their nose at the voters who just repudiated them. And I don't think it's going to work. You guys can try that as a strategy if you want, but you're going
to... So he's saying that because we didn't vote for you, you should decide that we're just right. Yeah. And we should all hate Muslims and fags and lesbians. Right. And black people, and you guys, you know, you're not gonna make friends with us if you put that Muslim up there.
And he says it's not gonna work. Well, I mean, that could be. I don't know.
Who knows?
It might not work. You might be right,
but you're gonna lose election after election after election if Ellison is the face of the DNC. The Bible says this in Psalm chapter 4.
No, don't care. Don't care.
Please stop it. Shove your Harry Potter bullshit up your fucking ass, you loser.
So there you go. You know, you guys need to suck up to the evangelicals now,
which we don't. Yeah. And by the way, that's how we're different than the GOP.
And you can't convince us that your numbers are anything but plummeting.
Yeah.
Gordy. We know you guys got a little boost this time, but it wasn't the evangelical boost.
Right.
It was the angry middle class white boost.
And the Nazis and the GOP and the people that run our country, that will soon run our country, they will say and do anything to get elected. And Democrats just don't fucking do that. They will say racist shit, the GOP. They will say hateful, homophobic shit to get elected, because they will tell their constituents anything to get them to vote. And the Dems just don't do that because certain things are deal breakers. You can't be racist.
I've got a really quick clip here. This isn't really Jesus-y, but this is a massive, spectacular asshole.
Massive.
Of course, it's the Jabba the Gunt himself. Rush Limbaugh!
Oh, my God.
From the EIB Network.
What a piece of garbage Rush he Limbaugh. Is. Human garbage.
And there's, this event is being scheduled for sometime in the winter.
Hello.
Which, I might put it earlier, but I think they're going to do it at the inauguration.
Okay.
Women's March on Washington.
I love it. Fuck
in
yes.
In opposition to the misogyny, et cetera, of the incoming administration.
Okay.
Here is, on his radio show, Rush Limbaugh talking about the Million God. Woman March. On January 21st, I think they're going the day after. They're not going to try to disrupt the inauguration itself, but they're going to protest the day after.
I'm going to predict that we will not be shocked about what the Oxy Walrus has to say about this.
You think he's a fierce feminist,
oh,
right?
Absolutely. I think he's fierce.
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. Two anti-Trump demonstrations are being planned for Washington. One of them on January 20th, Inauguration Day. Our old buddy is at Answer, a leftist protest group. It's called Act Now to Stop War and End Racism.
Leftist protest group.
Listen,
they want
to
stop war and end racism.
Oh, how evil. How horrible is that?
Oh, yeah, you don't want to end racism. Jeez. He'd have no show.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next day, Million Woman March. We've had the Million Man March. We've had the Million, whatever, Half Million Man March. Millions have not shown up at either one, but we've had them before. That's where Calypso Louie went into the scandal and the conspiracy that is the number 19. Did that at the Million Man March. We have the Million Woman March on January 21st. And I don't think that they need to be together more than one day. You mean like the All-American First Cavalry Amazon Battalion syncing up menstrual cycles? No.
Syncing the All-American First Cavalry Amazon Battalion syncing up menstrual cycles.
What in the fuck? Is he referring to a real thing? Was there ever a cavalry of Amazon women in America? What is this?
No, Rush Limbaugh's calling.
Oh, okay.
For an all-American First Cavalry Amazon Battalion.
I wish we had that.
To guarantee a combat-ready female force all having PMS at the same time.
All right. We'll leave off the last part about the PMS. That's bullshit. But I actually don't think that's a bad idea, dude. I mean, George Soros, get the money together.
All female? Why? Why not mix it up?
Why not? You know what I mean? We need an all-female army.
Why?
We need a big gay army.
Why not mix everybody together?
I don't know.
Get her more than one day. You mean like the All-American First Cavalry Amazon Battalion syncing up menstrual cycles? No. The Million Woman March, that would, I don't think you could do that in one day. Unless they're going to dorm themselves up for like 3 weeks before the march.
Oh, I see.
Sturdley's asking me about.
So he's saying, how are these evil feminists going to sync their menstrual cycles?
Yes.
So they're all PMSing at the same time, because apparently that was the goal of the Million Woman March, is to all be PMSing on the day.
And then they have to have time to all do their hair.
Well, they have to, right.
Is that what he means?
He means they they need to go dorm themselves up for 3 weeks so that they start matching.
What a spectacular.
Apparently that's all it takes, too, is 3 weeks. And you all start bleeding at the same time.
Oh, gosh.
Logical question. What I think about the idea that they could all be time of the month. They may plan that as part of the strategy, but it wouldn't happen simply because they all got together and had one day.
They may plan that as part of the strategy. Dear ladies, we're having a Million Woman March, but only.
Oh, my God.
If you are 4 days pre-flow.
Can you believe he is? Who says this? Is he just stupid?
It's cartoonish.
He isn't. No, that. What are you asking me these questions for? So the Million Woman March. What a sexist reaction! Million Woman March. What?
It's a, why
those
is it sexist
bitches by saying they're not going to include men.
You got a minority in this country that we
majority
got minority a minority is that Southern
wait which. Are you talking about women?
Yeah.
Women are the majority.
The majority or whatever. Yeah. But it's a group of people.
Not in power.
Right. It's a group of people that Trump marginalized.
Yes.
And now they want to march at his inauguration because they were marginalized. How is that sexist?
It's sexist, Ryan. It's sexist. Women want to march.
It's the opposite of sexism. Isn't it?
And how obsessed are these people with menstrual cycles?
Oh, I know. God, just...
It's like high school. It really is. It's like high school morons.
I mean, that's how the army is that going to be a first order of business? Sync up your menstrual cycles. How stupid.
Yeah, like synchronizing your watches.
Is he trying?
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, everyone. Flow.
How do you do it?
It's the Million Woman March. What a sexist reaction.
Fuck you,
Million
stupid.
Woman March. What do you think of? Menstrual cycles.
No.
What?
I don't.
I don't think about that at all.
That's not the first thing I thought of with the Million Woman March. Menstrual cycles.
What is up with this guy? This guy is strange. Rush is a weirdo. He's very odd.
Yeah, there's...
I mean, he's a guy who's been doing his own show by himself for years, by himself in the studio. I guess that would make you odd. Or eccentric.
He's got Snerdly there, though. And
yeah, yeah.
He's got other people Snerdly. Kind of around.
Who the fuck is that?
That's his producer that he talks to.
His name is Snerdly?
Snerdly?
Oh, my God.
That... Snerdly?
Snerdly!
Play that clip. Snerdly?
I could see that guy blowing his brains out one day. I mean, don't do it, Snerdly, but geez.
I've got also a story here on this Faithless Friday. Thanks for joining us here, ladies and gentlemen. We're here every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the East Type Coast. On Fridays, we let our atheism dangle out a little bit more.
We're coming for you, Sky God.
We're not coming. Here's the good news. Want a little good news?
Oh, absolutely.
On this Faithless Friday? A slight win.
Right. I need some good news. We lost Steven Seagal to Russia. I don't know how I'm going to go on.
We've got good news out of an election result from...
Oh, my God.
Wyoming City, Michigan.
What? God, what do you name a city like that? Just confuse people?
Maybe they named it before the...
Oh, before the state.
Maybe they had Wyoming before the state.
Okay.
Or not. Just, like, I like the name of the state. Let's name that our city.
It's a pain in the ass.
We are celebrating the election of a 23-year-old Costco wholesale employee who is studying to be a music teacher.
A 23-year-old person is in public office?
She was elected to the Wyoming City Council in Michigan, Wyoming City.
Right.
She is an atheist.
Awesome. I love it.
She was sworn in, she chose to not put her hand on any Bible.
Bam!
And they got rid of the so help me God part.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, they did.
She said, thankfully, that there was no drama. She requested that the clerk, she said, I talked to the clerk about it beforehand. She pulled out the book of oaths.
What is that?
There's apparently a book of oaths.
Yeah.
And she said there is a version that uses affirm instead of solemnly swear.
Okay.
And, of course, leaves off that so help me God part.
But
it was nice to have her on board and not make a big deal about it.
Right.
So we have a open, avowed, secularist atheist.
That's great.
Who didn't want to put her hand on the Bible and didn't want to say so help me God. And nobody got in a fuss about it.
I mean, it does make me nervous that this person is so young. I don't know a lot of people in their 20s that aren't total dipshits. No offense, if you're listening. That makes me nervous, but I love the fact that she doesn't believe in this Yahweh horse shit. That's amazing.
And is becoming involved in politics.
Right.
And policy making.
Hell yeah,
hopefully,
man.
Hopefully we'll keep the schlong of Christianity out of our holes.
Your job is important, and it's difficult.
So good news there on that election front.
Right.
It's not all bad news.
No. Just a good bit of it. Just mainly all of it. Not all of it.
More good news in the secularist front.
Oui, oui.
This is it's an incredibly funny story of talk about flip-flopping.
Okay.
In the middle of, I'm assuming this ain't a big town, Kenai Peninsula Borough in Alaska.
I can't imagine it's huge. My brother's listening. Tweet us. What the fuck is that? And where is it? Where is Kenai?
Well, I can, you know.
Google and we can look it up.
The members of the assembly.
Yes.
Apparently they're big enough.
To have an assembly.
To have the borough assembly.
Right.
They have been having these meetings.
Okay.
And apparently there is enough of a population around that earlier this year, there was a member of the Satanic Temple.
Oh, okay.
Who delivered an invocation.
Awesome.
They lost their minds after the invocation. I think I have a tape. Here's the invocation.
Oh, that's awesome. Was there a human sacrifice involved or no?
The, I'm gonna skip to the end because I think it's the end that where they lose their shit.
Vice President Johnson?
Here.
Oh, wait.
Mr. Born of fearful minds in darkened times, let us embrace the Luciferian impulse to eat of the tree of knowledge and dissipate our blissful and comforting delusions of old. Let us demand that individuals be judged for their concrete actions, not their fealty to arbitrary social norms and illusory categorizations. Let us reason our solutions with agnosticism in all things, holding fast only to that which is demonstrably true. Let us stand firm against any...
I'm okay with this so far.
I love it.
Let's not believe in bullshit. Let's make decisions based on facts and reason, not on...
I love this.
Crazy emotional fairy tales.
Facts are so
important. And all arbitrary authority that threatens the personal sovereignty of all or one. That which will not bend must break. And that which can be destroyed by truth should never be spared its demise. It is done. Hail Satan.
There you go. They lost their mind about that end part.
President Gilman.
Where she said that which will not bend must break. That which can be destroyed by truth should never be spared its demise. It is done. Hail Satan.
Oh, I love it. Did she give the Klingon salute or no?
I can't see.
I love it.
So shortly after that,
okay,
the assembly members voted 6-3 in favor of changing the rules, but they invoked the ire of the Freedom From Religion Foundation and all these other people because they changed the rule to say, quote, those eligible to recite an invocation include religious associations with an established presence in the Kenai Peninsula borough regularly meet for the primary purpose of sharing a religious perspective. They're deciding what's a religion and what isn't.
Sure.
Or chaplains who may serve one or more of the fire departments, whatever this
what
means, law enforcement.
Fuck?
I don't know.
God, you know what? That makes me. If I was on the fire department, I want to have that satanic chaplain work for us.
So basically, by saying established groups and that meet regularly, that keeps out Satanists, members of smaller religious groups that don't have the money for a building to meet in.
George Soros, build them something.
Basically, it was their sneaky way of saying we only have to have Christians do this.
Oh my God.
Well, they opened themselves up to potential lawsuits. They were informed of such.
Oh, shit.
And this week, they've now decided to change the rules again.
Okay.
They voted 5-4 this time.
Right.
To reverse their decision, meaning invocations can now again be delivered by anyone.
But, you know, the funny thing is, and probably the point of the satanic person is like, how about just no invocation? Why don't we just not have invocation?
That would be the happiest for all of us. And the whole Ten Commandments bullshit and stuff like that.
God.
They don't want to keep making Baphomet statues all over the place. The only reason the Baphomet statue exists is because Oklahoma wouldn't take down their giant Ten Commandments statue in front of the courthouse.
Right. And this invocation shit, now you made this point many times. We've both worked in Corporateville, USA.
Yes.
And you always have to go to these fucking meetings.
Yeah.
Bullshit. And they're generally a waste of fucking time. And these invocations, man. Oh, God, dude. These invocations, man, they just make your day longer.
I don't remember praying at any business meeting.
Well, not public meetings.
Oh, you mean the public meetings?
I'm just comparing like a meeting, a business. I don't mean to make it private sector, whatever. Meetings are generally pointless and boring and they don't get anything done. And now these fuckers
make it worse.
They make it longer because you got to pray.
Exclusionary.
Oh, yes.
If I, as an atheist, go somehow inexplicably to a small town in Alabama and have to petition the local government there.
Oh, yeah.
If they open up with half of the New Testament, I'm not going to feel like I'm getting a fair shake.
No. And by the way, if you don't like it, why don't you just wait in the hallway until they're finished?
Exactly right.
Jeez.
So But there's still a couple of these assembly members who are, they're holding fast. They want them to rethink it again.
You got to be kidding
they
me.
They want a way. We got to have a way to have our Jesus and keep the Satanists out and the Jews
Fuck
and the Muslims.
Fuck everyone. It's insanity.
In all, I'm sure this assembly has nothing else to do.
Oh, yeah.
They've put forward 6 separate pieces of legislation regarding invocations just this year.
Oh, my God.
6 different times they've put forth bullshit and had to vote on it.
And, you know, is it still this place in Alaska?
Yeah.
Don't they have things to do there?
That's what I mean.
It's cold as fuck. I would imagine there's infrastructure. Yeah. There's like, who's plowing the snow from the streets? I don't know.
Southern coast of Alaska.
Okay. It's warm there. The southern
peninsula.
Coast.
Yeah. balmy. Balmy as fuck.
Right.
The peninsula includes several of the most populous towns in southern Alaska, including Seward?
Seward. No, it is Seward. Seward is the character, the minor character in Macbeth that gets killed.
Soldotna, Kenai, and Cooper Landing.
Cooper Landing. Soldotna.
Homer.
Oh, yes.
Along with smaller villages and settlements. So there you go. But they're spending a lot of taxpayer time.
Oh, sure.
Voting on what magic spells they're going to allow before their meetings.
Because that's important.
That's what's important.
You know what always kills me about Alaska? You watch those. You ever watch those shows on Discovery Channel? You know, about life in Alaska and things. Man, that the whole thing.
Gold Rush? Did you ever see that one?
No, what's that?
It's where those guys go up looking for gold.
Oh, my God.
Remember
and they
the
make
guys?
Their own, yes.
Right.
They make their own little mining
town. A bunch of
and
yahoos
stuff.
Just from like out in the middle of nowhere in one of the Dakotas, wasn't
oh,
it?
Yeah,
where,
yeah.
Where they're from? They just decided to sink all their life savings
into
buying a gold mine and trying to mine it themselves. And it was a great reality show because none of them knew what the fuck they're doing.
And at the end of the season, the guy held up a jar. He's like, here's all the gold we found. And there's just a little bit settled at the bottom.
Yeah, it didn't go really well.
And the whole time, they're not even mining for gold. They're like they're guarding against bear attacks and shit.
A couple minutes left here on the big show, ladies and gentlemen.
Praise Jesus. Not.
One of our favorite crypto loons down in Kentucky, the Noah of 2016,
oh
who
my God.
Built his ark with taxpayer help
right
in Kentucky, Ken Ham.
Yes.
From Answers in Genesis.
Hello.
Not
the Peter Gabriel Genesis.
Right. That's a different
or the
group.
Phil Collins.
The tweeted out. They don't even get it. They just don't get their own disconnect.
Yes.
I'm glad the Bible's not a textbook of science like those used in public schools, as it would change all the time. The Bible's infallible.
You know,
I'm glad I don't pay attention to scientific discovery as it gets updated. Who needs that shit?
Okay. Will you answer me something? It is a good thing that the government doesn't round people up like him and put him in a camp, right?
It's a very good thing.
Okay, thank you. Because I just hate people like
Problem is, people like him want to round up people like us and put them in a camp.
People like us. You know, this fucknut, when it comes to the point where it might seem like you might need an ark like Noah built, you're not going to go to the Bible to figure out what to fucking do. You're going to go to people like NASA. Scientists,
right?
People in lab coats with beakers, not crosses, not praying. You fucking idiots, stupid. God damn it, man! Beaker, a beaker from the Muppets.
Good.
Oh, I loved
you
him.
Picked that up.
Oh, I love that guy.
There you go, Ken Ham spewing utter bullshittery.
Fuck you,
Ken. That science stuff that when it discovers it's wrong, updates and changes and constantly seeks for the right answer. Unlike the Bible, which is infallible, who wants to study that science stuff which keeps changing?
I don't even know what to say.
That wasn't a great Australian.
No, it's great. It's fine. It's fine.
It was a little.
It's science. It's supposed to be science.
Right.
It changes based on evidence and facts. And go fuck me. Who cares?
And one more quick one here before we have to bail really quickly. In the state of Kentucky.
Fuck you.
We got a man who is suing the state because he moved from Ohio, where for 12 years he had the license plate, the vanity plate, I am God.
Okay.
I'm God.
Who fucking cares?
He's an atheist.
Right.
Nah, that ain't gonna fly in Kentucky. It was rejected as offensive.
You can't be I'm God.
Well, he's suing the fuck out of them because
hell yeah, baby.
And they're probably gonna lose because if you they allow things like love God.
But I can't
or,
be God.
WRSHP God. Worship God. Things like that.
What about my dick is God?
If they allow that
yes.
and don't allow I'm God,
right.
he's not saying fuck God.
Sure.
He's not saying God equals cunt. He's not, that's not offensive. He's just saying I'm God. That's just a different religious belief than yours. Fuck you.
Right.
And you can't have that. So
who cares?
I think the ACLU might be getting involved. And
Everybody, all hands on deck. This is stupid.
He said he's going to take it to the Supreme Court if he has to, if Kentucky keeps denying him the right to put I am God on his license.
We should make him secede. Kentucky.
Kentucky, you're saying, can go
bye-bye? Yeah, and then we're going to invade you and take your shit. What do you think about that? Who knows?
They got an ark.
Hate. Oh, yeah.
Crab diving.
Right, right.
Right from the ark. from the Velociraptor playing frisbees with Adam and Eve.
Dinosaurs.
We're going to be here next week. Blah, 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 blah. Don't forget to iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. If you're going to buy shit, buy it through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. It helps us out here. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy. His show's this weekend, Rated R Comedy, followed by Sloppy Seconds. Get the details at his website, RatedRComedy.com. Follow him on Instagram and Twitter, at RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile. And also follow him on Instagram.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Watch out for those changing science books.
Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.